Is the feast of the Ascension of our Lord. The epistle is taken from Acts chapter 1. The former treatise I made, O Theophilus, of all things which Jesus began to do and to teach until the day on which, giving commandments by the Holy Ghost to the apostles whom he had chosen, he was taken up, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many proofs, for 40 days appearing to them and speaking of the kingdom of God. And eating together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but should wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard, saith he, by my mouth. For John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. They therefore, who were come together, asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? But he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or moments which the Father hath put in his power, but you shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost coming upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and even to the utmost part of the earth. And when he had said these things, while they looked on, he was raised up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were beholding him going up to heaven, behold, two men stood by them in white garments, who said also, Ye men of Galilee, why stand you looking up to heaven? This Jesus who is taken up from you into heaven shall so come as you have seen him going into heaven. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Mark chapter 16. At that time, as the 11 were at table, Jesus appeared to them, and he upbraided them with their incredulity and hardness of heart, because they did not believe them who had seen him after he was risen again. And he said to them, Go ye into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. And the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven, and sit at the right hand of God. But they going forth preached everywhere, and the Lord working withal, and confirming the word with signs that followed. Please be seated. And while they gazed upon him going into heaven, in the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Paul reminds us that our conversations must be of heaven. As we know, heaven is obviously the final and perpetual union of our souls with God, in the perfection of the joy that we will have with that. We know that our Lord, he spoke of heaven very often, a Sermon on the Mount with the 8 Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Promised the penitent and the rewards of heaven, the good thief on the cross. And then even after his resurrection, he encouraged his disciples with how to win heaven. In Acts chapter 1, verse 3, he says, appearing to them and speaking to them of the kingdom of God. And so from that, especially with this feast of the ascension of our Lord into heaven, it is good for us to contemplate and to think about heaven itself. You know, the thought of heaven, St. Teresa had said, it comforts me to hear the clock strike, for then I feel that I have drawn a little nearer to seeing God, since one more hour of my life has passed. I mean, yet it's something for us to contemplate and to think about. Of how with our lives, as each moment goes on, yes, we draw closer to, God willing, being united with God in heaven. And for her, the clock as it struck, yes, she had this feeling in her that therefore I will be drawing myself closer to God. And that's how we should try to contemplate and think about on this feast day of the ascension of our Lord into heaven, thinking about the promise that our Lord makes to us, the promise of everlasting happiness that is offered to each and every one of us. And so a lot of times we can focus sometimes more on, you know, the punishment or our sins, what is due to our sins. But we should also then try to, on the reverse, look at that God has offered us eternal happiness by living a good life, And how do we live that good life is through the grace of God. The graces that he offers to each and every one of us, and how he takes care of souls and how he looks after souls. And so therefore, to try to think about that, you know, as we serve God in this life, that we have a reward waiting for us, as he gives us that opportunity here in this life, it is a test for us, but that we also receive the graces from God. We have the sacraments that we receive to strengthen us. We have the actual graces that God gives to our souls. And so therefore, that we should also try to look upon what God is offering to us. And by these offerings, what he gives to us, the graces that he has for us, that we're meant to make it to heaven. And so therefore, we need to have a longing to make it to heaven. You know, it's one of the things, again, quoting St. Teresa, she talked about, I want to see God. In some ways, we say that sums up the spirituality for the Carmelites themselves, because obviously we know that she reformed the Carmelites, St. Teresa of Avila. But she had this great desire to see God, and that she lived her life according to that. And so it's something that also for all of us, that we must also try to think about. Do we live our lives with this desire to see God? Do we live our lives in hopes to making it to heaven for all eternity? And so therefore, yes, we have to keep the commandments of God. We have to receive the sacraments. But to also to think about the joy that God has in store for us. You know, think about what St. Paul says in Corinthians, where he talks about, you know, eye hath not seen or ear heard what God has in store for those who love him. And so if we show that love by our lives here on earth, that we will gain that eternal reward, that eternal happiness, the beatitude that we think about with the eight beatitudes, that happiness that is promised to us. And so let us try to meditate upon, you know, the happiness that we will enjoy for all eternity. And thinking about the greatest, you know, deprivation of this life is that we cannot see God. But that is something that we are hoping to have, that vision of God. If we live our lives well, we will see God for all eternity. And that's how we spend our life here in trying to gain that. You know, so it's something for us to think about. You know, the soul, when it goes to heaven, the soul will know God in his capacity, in his clarity, is based off of his charity in this life. So the greater charity it has, the greater clarity it will have in heaven, in seeing God. And so again, it's a reminder to us of how we live our lives in order to gain that gift. Also, we look about some of the spiritual authors, they talk about a second conversion for us. And it's what they talk about is this conversion of wanting to live a holy life, giving themselves to God, not just in the religious life, but trying to give themselves to Almighty God. And so when the spiritual authors, when they talk about this conversion, they mention it in the sense of our desire then to try to gain heaven, and that we will live each step, each life toward that goal. And so that's where then this feast day gives us that great hope for, that great hope for us to also, in a sense, to ascend into heaven. And that is what we work on, we focus on in our conversion in this life. And so let us try to contemplate heaven. Let us try to think about the good things. That's why, you know, we see in the Mass itself this desire then to gain heaven. Also to think about as we look up to heaven, just as we see with the disciples, them seeing our Lord, that the angel said, well, just as he went up to heaven that way, he will be coming down again for us when we await the second coming of our Lord. So from that, again, let us try to contemplate and think about heaven, think about the good that God has in store for us. You know, we can learn from our failures, we can learn from our mistakes. You know, as we fall in different things of nature, well, we get up and we try to move forward. We try to look positively on that and seeing, okay, well, how can I learn from these things? to overcome some of the weaknesses and faults that I have, to strive to love God more, you know, and to think about what St. Teresa had said, you know, the desire to love God, that you want to see God and live your life accordingly. So pray for these graces, especially on this feast day, and as we end the month of May, to turn to the Blessed Virgin Mother. You know, ask for that help from her also to love her Son, to love God above all things as she did, and so that our mind may dwell on the heavenly things. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.